Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized, one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore, then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today. Worth. What is it and why is it a buzzword? Worth literally means the value or significance of something, often in terms of its usefulness, importance, or desirability. But our worth as human beings is inherent. Intrinsic, regardless of any external factors. Your worth simply exists because you do, and you are inherently valuable just as you are, no matter what anyone around you says or thinks. So let's embrace that truth and let it sink in deep. Your things are as powerful. What is up, beautiful people, and welcome back to Pep Talk Wednesday. I'm Tyra, the creative, your host and virtual cheerleader for the day, delivering a midweek pick-me-up that you have been craving. So get ready for some encouraging words and a dose of inspiration to brighten your day. Ready? Okay. We've talked about boundaries on the podcast before, but setting and upholding healthy boundaries is going to be key to upholding your worth in any experience. We aren't just referring to romantic relationships here. We should know that we are worthy in our careers, platonic relationships, romantic relationships, and most importantly, our relationship with ourselves. When we set boundaries, healthy boundaries, we're saying, this is where I draw the line, this is what I will and will not tolerate, and these are the consequences of stepping out of bounds. So my friend Daria recently sent me an Instagram post that really put boundaries into perspective for me. And the post was just talking about how our boundaries shouldn't focus on controlling or dictating the behaviors of others. They should instead focus on our own behaviors and what we will and will not tolerate. Boundaries should be about self-respect and self-care, not about trying to change or control the people around you. Healthy boundaries communicate your own needs, your preferences, and your limitations without trying to control the behavior of everybody else. Now, boundaries can look a lot of different ways for a lot of different people, depending on the situation. But I love that in this post that I'm about to share with you guys, that the secondary boundary communicates my action, which helps me uphold my part of the deal. So at the top of the post, it says like, this is not a boundary versus this is a boundary. I don't agree with that. I think they're all boundaries. They're just different types of boundaries. But anyways, The first sigh says, "Don't speak to me in a disrespectful tone." But then on the secondary side for that same, you know, boundary, it says, "I will finish this conversation when you aren't raising your voice." Another one, "Don't call me when I'm at work." That can be changed into, "I can't answer your calls during work hours because I lose focus." Number three, "Stop asking me personal questions." Secondarily, you could say, "I am not ready to talk about this yet. It's too personal." Then we have, "Stop telling me how to live my life." And you can, a secondary one is, "I am not looking for advice. I have this figured out. Thanks." And then the last one is, "I don't want to speak to you right now." And secondarily, it says, "I need some time to cool off. Let's talk tomorrow," with a question mark at the end. Now, in this post, it does say, like, this is not a boundary versus this is a boundary, but it is a boundary. Like the left side saying, "Don't speak to me in a disrespectful tone," that is a boundary. But there is something called like rigid boundaries, and those boundaries are more rigid. And I do think in certain circumstances, oh Lord, y'all, I cannot talk. In certain circumstances, those rigid boundaries are okay. For example, if you're out at a bar or if you're talking to someone that you're not close to, I think those secondary boundaries are more important for like loved ones and people that you truly care about and you want to actually figure out this new dynamic of setting that boundary. So like I said, there are cases where no is a complete sentence and you don't have to explain yourself. But for me, knowing the full extent of my boundaries, whether I communicate my behavior or not, I think that's very important. Fun fact about me, I'm not a big drinker. And the older I get, the more I look for new ways to relax. If you're like me, consider Recess Mood, a healthier alternative to alcohol. Y'all already know self-care is essential here, and we are being more intentional with the things we put into our bodies. Recess Mood is a magnesium and adaptogen-infused sparkling water with real fruit goodness. Only 20 calories and no added sugar. It enhances your mood and helps balance stress for that calm, cool, and collected feeling. And don't even get me started on the flavors, y'all. Strawberry rose, raspberry lemon, grapefruit tangerine. They are all very good, but right now the raspberry lemon is my absolute fave. So you deserve a healthier way to unwind, and Recess Mood is offering you 15% off. So head to takearecess.com/affirmations and treat yourself to a more relaxed, guilt-free you. And you can also find the link down in the show notes below. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled "For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex," and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's talk about progress. Here at AFBG, we're all about embracing progress, big or small. We celebrate those little victories because they are just as important, especially on our journey to financial well-being. Like setting aside savings each month, but still leaving room for that perfume you've been dying to have. Because here, we believe in treating ourselves, okay? And Chime is here to make that journey even smoother. My favorite feature Chime offers is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200, and you even get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. And let me tell y'all, it's like Christmas when that check hits early, baby. So say goodbye to those stressful overdraft experiences and hello to a financial institution that truly cares about your well-being. With Chime, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress. Plus, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and you get access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Y'all, it's time to take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your Chime account in minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. In the past, it's been pretty hard for me to conceptualize that I'm actually worthy. Saying the affirmation, "I am worthy," just didn't sit right with me. But why? I needed to love on me a little more, y'all. And now I, without the shadow of a doubt, know that I am in fact worthy, and I am confident in saying so. So how do we love on ourselves a little more? Loving yourself means treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and grace, especially when you're feeling vulnerable or unworthy. It means carving out time for the activities that nourish your soul and replenish your spirit and fill your cup. Amen. Practicing self-compassion, self-care, and giving yourself grace. Now, that grace bit used to be so hard for me. I thought being hard on myself was showing me tough love because that's what I was wired to think was real love. But no, I'm worthy of soft, gentle love, and so are you. So go ahead and give yourself a hug, speak affirming things to yourself in the mirror, take yourself out on a date, or spend some quiet time with yourself, maybe journaling or reading a book. Whatever fills your cup and reminds you of your inherent worth, do more of that. Because when you prioritize self-compassion and self-care, you're sending a powerful message to yourself and the world around you that you are worthy of love and care, just as you are. So you guys already know every Pep Talk Wednesday has a challenge. So get your pens and paper ready. But the challenge for today, since we're talking about our worth being non-negotiable and we've spent some time talking about boundary setting, I want you to think about and identify one boundary you need to set to honor your worth. Write it down and commit to it for a week. Then you can revisit it, change it up if necessary, and take notice of how this new boundary impacts your life. For example, for me, I've been being invited out by friends a lot, and I've been saying yes to everything, which means that at some point I have been saying no to myself. And I recently got like a little sick, and when I got sick, I was like, oh my gosh, this feels so familiar. It feels like the end of the year type of sickness when I am working myself to the bone and getting sick because I'm overworked and I'm not sleeping enough. That's how I started to feel. And I realized that it was because I was saying yes to everybody else, and I was going out doing all of these things, showing up at events, which I want to show up for my friends, but it was at the expense of me not getting enough rest. So a boundary that I needed to set with myself is, and this is what I came up with, you don't have to copy me, but only allotting time for one social activity per week. Now, this isn't going to be a rigid boundary, but it's my standard. I want to check in with myself to see how I feel if there were two events that I needed to attend, maybe to support friends in the same week. And one thing that I can say to my friends now with this new boundary is, hey, I really value my alone time or my time to unwind at the end of the day. I need at least 2 days' notice before an invite so I can properly process or plan the rest of my week around it. Or I could also say, hey girl, hey, friend, whatever, I only have time for one social gathering a week. I already have one set, or this is going to be the one for the week. So if you want to say something else to me next week, I mean, at the end of the week, girl, I'm going to say no. Whatever, you know, it depends on the dynamic of your friendship and how much information you want to give. But saying that, this response can look differently depending on who's asking. Some people would only get a no from me, and other people, like close friends, could get an explanation, especially since this is a new boundary. I want to set them up for success and make sure that there aren't any rifts in our friendship because of this new boundary. But all of it is up to you. Just think about and identify one boundary that you need to set to honor your worth. You are worthy of love, respect, and all the good things life has to offer. And you know why? Because you're human, and you were put on this earth to love and be loved. Your worth is non-negotiable. You are enough as you are. So stand up tall, hold your head up high, set those healthy boundaries, practice self-compassion, and never forget how amazing you intrinsically are. And if there are people out there who think otherwise, bump them. They may not be meant to be in your life, and that's okay. If you have to question your worth in any relationship dynamic, take a step back and reevaluate. But never, ever believe the idea that you are unworthy, because that's simply not true. That is all that I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this Pep Talk Wednesday episode. If you have not already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast or follow us. Leave us a rating and also leave a review. I love reading all of your reviews. And follow us on all of our social media at Affirmations for Black Girls. Once again, you are worthy, you are enough, and your worth is non-negotiable. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Affirmations for Black Girls, and I will see you again next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.